Ashmont. Despite challenges and delays faced throughout the basketball season caused by various factors, the Ashmont boys and girls teams battled through and fought for a pair of wins on March 14 on their home court. Both St. Paul Athletics Association, SPAA, final games were held at Ashmont School. On the girls' side, the Falcons would take on their neighbors to the west, the Malag Stingers, while the boys would take on another nearby rival, the Glendon Nobles. Coach of the girls' team, Sarhenka Kuraliu, says her team focused on keeping a clear mind, having a champion's mindset, and living in the moment, heading into Monday evening's game. The team did a lot of things to keep calm before the game, such as a smudging ceremony, taking a group photo of the girls in their ribbon skirts, and listening to a podcast by NBA superstar LeBron James. The SPAA girls' final on Monday saw Ashmont take on Malag School. The two teams had met up twice over the season, with Ashmont taking both games, but Malag came out strong Monday, and pulled ahead as the first quarter came to an end. Down by 4 points heading into the second quarter, the Ashmont team had to dig themselves out of the hole, but they did. By halftime, the Ashmont team was up in points, and they held on to the lead until the end. The girls played well. They played hard, says Kuraliu. The final score of the game was 49-43. It was a very exciting game, says Kuraliu, adding, there was plenty of support in the stands for both teams. Heading into the game, the Ashmont team did face some challenges, such as injuries that ended the season early for some key players. It was a little challenging in that we had some of our players have season-ending injuries, but, other players stepped up, and they were able to adapt and overcome. Knowing many of the student athletes had not been on the court for some time due to the pandemic, Kuraliu says she focused on coaching the basics. The team didn't practice fancy plays, but instead worked on hardcore defense, basic screening, basic give and go, basic plays. A changing schedule due to inclement weather days and other obstacles meant the team had to take things day by day and accept that the season would be unique. With fans returning to the stands partway through the season due to relaxed public health measures, another obstacle was working through some nervousness for the players. There were a lot of nerves, says Kuraliu, but it also added to the passion and intensity, to have family, friends and community members back in the building. As a coach, it was a great feeling to see her team succeed. The 2022 season was the first year Kuraliu had coached senior high basketball, but she had previously coached many of the players at the junior high level. Boys on the boys' side, Coach Trevor Stepp says it was relieving to get back on the court after such an extended break due to the pandemic. Our season was a really fun and bonding experience that we all will remember all our lives, says Stepp. Overall, the boys had a good season, finishing in third place at Northeast Alberta Schools Athletic Association Zones just days before taking on the Glendon team at the SPAA final. Heading into the SPAA final, Stepp says the team didn't do any special to prepare, and by that time in the season, you know who you are, and we knew who Glendon was from a previous close match. Stepp credits the grade 12 players for adding their special talents to work together, which helped create a cohesive unit. The final score of the boys' game was 56-50.